I'd left a message for the diabetic specialist nurse as regards my low blood sugars, but I had no return call made. So on the 15th, again, my blood sugar was down early hours of the morning. I rang primary care and I had no help from them. So in desperation, I rang Boots, the chemist, up, who advised me to reduce my porcine evening dose and my glargine by another 2 units. Meanwhile, I'd been doing that myself, but with no effect. My blood sugar still kept going low early hours of the morning. And 16th, I rang the primary care up again at 11:20 in the morning. They advised me again to reduce. I said I had been reducing both the late evening porcine neutral and the lantus before going to bed by 2 units. Anyway, 12 noon on the 16th, I rang the diabetic clinic up and managed to speak to one of the diabetic specialist nurse, and she advised me to take 8 units of glargine before going to bed and then 6 units of glargine in the next morning before breakfast, plus my porcine neutral, just to give it a try. Anyway, on the 17th, no good, blood sugar still low in the morning. And on the 18th, she told me to start having my glargine in the morning instead of at night. So that's what I did. On the 18th, I had my glargine 14 units in the morning, plus my porcine. And early hours of the next morning, blood sugars were still low. So on the 19th, I rang up the diabetic center again and left a message as regards his low blood sugars. And I spoke to one of the other diabetic specialist nurse. She couldn't give me much help because she's not dealt with my case, but she said she'd leave a message for the nurse who was looking after me. Anyway, in the afternoon, this particular nurse rang me up. She was very, very cross with me, and she told me not to ring around people, that I wasn't the only diabetic. She had other patients to look after. And I said I was fully aware of that. And she told me that it wasn't often that she listened to her recording messages. I thought to myself, well, why do you have a recording machine for if you're not going to listen to the messages? Anyway, I told her why I was very concerned was because of the low blood sugars on so many mornings, nearly a week of it. And I realized, you know, the long-term consequences of it. But she was yelling down the phone at me. I was very, very upset. I'd never cried so much. The last time I cried like that was when I lost my mother. I was very, very upset about it. Anyway, she said that she'd ring me up, for me to ring her up after the weekend to let her know how I was. But I managed to persuade her for me to go back onto the animal insulin. So very reluctantly, she said, okay, because I'd already rung Boots up and they said, yes, they did have the porcine isophane. They still had 2 lots in that was what was left over from my supply. So she said, you sure it's up to, you know, date? I said, yes, everything's been checked. So what do you call it? I saw on the 20th, I commenced on the porcine isophane. I had 7 units in the morning and 7 units at night.
And you've been back on the porcine insulin then for 5 days now. How's it been?
It's been all right. Thank you very much. It ran a little bit high. The, what was it now? Let me see, check my book. Early morning before breakfast, it ran a bit high for the first 2 mornings, but it's leveled itself out now and I'm fine. Thank you very much. Yeah, so I'm happy to be back on my porcine, both my neutral and my isophane. So I'm just keeping fingers crossed.